Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Why do you believe what you believe in religion? For those of you who claim to be Christians, why do you believe what you believe about Jesus Christ and salvation in Him? Why are you a member of your particular church? Why is your church organized as it is? Why do you worship as you do? Have you ever given serious consideration to such matters as these? Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why you believe and practice certain things in your religious life? Well, what we're asking is, by what authority are you being guided in religion? Well, this is the question that I want us to consider today on our program. Well, that question is a question that the Lord wants us to address. Consider with me the following episode in the life of Christ recorded in Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 27. The chief priests and the elders of the people raised the question of authority with Jesus by asking Him, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, He will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe Him?' But if we say from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus and said, "We do not know." And He said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Now, Jesus' reply to their questions should not be considered an evasion of their questions. He was both able and willing to tell them the source of His authority. But He insisted that His questioners face up to the same question of authority for John's baptism. Was it from heaven or from men? You see, they had rejected John's baptism as being from heaven. The authority by which they had rejected John was their own human traditions and personal prejudices in the matter. Well, the crucial point of this story for our study today is that Jesus specified the two possible sources for authority in religion. It comes either from heaven or from men. Those are the only two sources of authority. That which is done by the authority from heaven is right and acceptable to God. That which has no higher authority than mere men is wrong and unacceptable to God, and we must reject it. Well, the question that we're asking each of us today is, are you sure that what you believe and practice in religion is from heaven and not from men? And how can we know? Well, first of all, we need to emphasize the fact that all authority resides in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus is the one through whom God the Father speaks, the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 1 verses 1 and 2. And at the Mount when Jesus was transfigured, God the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him." Matthew 17 verses 1 through 5. And so Jesus is the one to whom we are to listen. He's the one who has all authority. Well, where are His words? How does He make known His will to us? Well, He gave His words to the apostles of the first century, the ones whom He specially selected and sent out. To receive the authority of Christ and follow Him, we must receive and follow the words of the apostles. You see, the apostles are the ambassadors for Christ. Paul, who was an apostle, wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." As ambassadors for a king represents the king and speaks for the king, so the apostles of Christ represent Christ and speak for Him. Their words are the words of Christ. And to ensure reliability, Jesus promised them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit then would guide them into the words of Christ. Jesus said to the apostles in John 14, verse 26, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Also in John 16, verses 13 through 15, Jesus said to them, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The apostles then were promised the Holy Spirit who would guide them in their teaching so that what they taught, whether spoken or written, would be the very words of Jesus Christ. Therefore, when they would teach, it would be as though Jesus was teaching himself. Now this promise was fulfilled. The Holy Spirit did come upon the apostles, and they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. What they then spoke were the very words of Christ. Therefore, to reject the words of the apostles is to reject Christ himself. To receive the apostles is to receive Christ and the Father. You see, Jesus said to the apostles in John 13, verse 20, most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Now, there were also prophets other than the apostles in the first century who were given the Holy Spirit to guide them in their teachings, so that their teachings were the very words of Christ. These men and women received this gift of prophecy by the laying on of the apostles' hands. Read Acts 8, verses 14 through 17. And so the apostles and prophets reveal the words of Christ. This is the reason Paul could say in Ephesians 3, verses 3 through 5, that the mystery, that is, that which had been hidden, was now made known unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And Paul said that it had been written down, that he had written it down in words by which when they read it, they could have his understanding in the mystery of Christ. Now, the apostles and prophets are not alive on the earth today so that we can go to them to hear the words of Christ. If they were here today, we could simply ask them to settle religious differences. But again, they're not on the earth in person. Well, what then? Well, we have their writings. In the New Testament scriptures, the apostles and prophets have written what Christ wants us to know. Now, another point that we need to emphasize is that these writings of the apostles and prophets, along with the writings of the Old Testament prophets, are the complete revelation of God's will to mankind. And we do not need any other revelation from God. The revelation was completed in the first century A.D. with the writings of the apostles and prophets. So what we have in the Bible is the complete and all-sufficient guide. There are no latter-day revelations. There is no one today living on earth who has the authority to speak for Christ. You see, the Bible is the complete revelation of God. You might say, well, prove that. Okay, let's go back to John chapter 16. Here Jesus is speaking to the apostles. And in verses 12 and 13, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. You see, while Jesus lived upon the earth, all that He taught the apostles was truth, but He didn't teach all that they needed because they were not ready for it at that time. But He said to them that when He leaves them, then the Holy Spirit will come, and the Spirit will guide them into all truth. Now, was that promise fulfilled? Were the apostles guided into all truth? Well, yes, they were. Jesus never made a promise He didn't fulfill. And Peter says in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 that God gave them all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. They were given all they needed to know that pertained to life and godliness. And this all truth that was revealed to them did not pass away. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 23 through 25 says that the Word of God lives and abides forever. And so the all truth that was made known to the apostles and prophets in the first century did not pass away, but abides today. It has been preserved in their writings, the scriptures. Look with me also in the book of Jude, verse 3. Jude says, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now notice, the faith was once for all delivered to the saints. Well, what is the faith? Well, it's the gospel of Christ, the Word of God. Acts 6 and verse 7 says that a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Therefore, the faith can be obeyed. Paul says in Galatians 1 verse 23 that the faith was preached. And so the faith can be obeyed. It is preached. Well, what is it? Well, it's the gospel, the Word of God. And Jude says that the faith, the Word of God, was once for all delivered. It was one time for all time delivered to the saints. It was not delivered and later lost and then had to be re-delivered, as the Mormons claim. It was one time for all time delivered, and it did not pass away. Therefore, what we have in the Bible is the all truth, the all things that pertain to life and godliness, the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. It is the complete, all-sufficient revelation of God to man. And this is the reason that Paul could then say in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, if we want to know what is by the authority of Jesus Christ, we must go to the Scriptures. That is our standard of authority in religion. By what authority are you being guided? Are you assured that your beliefs and practices are founded on the Scriptures, the words of Christ? The only way we can know that what we believe and practice in religion is by the authority of Christ is by giving book, chapter, and verse for those beliefs and practices. Unfortunately, many people today base their beliefs and practices on some other standard of authority. Some people choose to be guided by tradition. If a given doctrine or practice has been around for a long time in a family or in a denomination, its mere age seems to give it a flavor of respectability. Others depend on learned men for their authority. These people say, well, Pastor John Doe teaches this, and I believe he knows what he's talking about. Or they may say, Dr. Jones has been to seminary and has studied these things a lot more than I have. I am sure that what he teaches is right. Well, other people rely on their denomination's annual conferences and councils to set the acceptable standard for those of their particular faith. Still others take as their authority such things as dreams or their feelings and imaginations. Well, are such things as tradition, educated men, church conferences, and dreams and feelings worthy of being recognized as the final authority in religion? No. We have shown today that there are only two possible sources for authority in religion. It comes either from heaven or from men. And we have shown that authority from heaven comes through Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and on earth. And Jesus has given His words to His holy apostles and prophets by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And they have written it in the Scriptures. And it is complete and it is sufficient to guide us. By what authority are you being guided? For our time is gone for today. We thank you for listening. If you have a question for our program, then send it in. There are three ways you may send us your questions. You may email it to us. And our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. You also may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service, and our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship. Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect.
Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.